I'm Alex Alvashon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. The TVA's Widows Creek power plant near Stevenson is shutting down soon, and it's already found a new tenant. Google plans to build a $600 million data center at the site, with construction beginning next year. The data center will be Google's seventh in the U.S. and 14th worldwide. They expect to add 75 to 100 high-paying jobs to the North Alabama region. Once that new data center is operational, the facility is expected to support general internet traffic, as well as the many user services that Google offers. Google Director of Global Infrastructure Gary DeMasi says the company sees a lot of potential in redeveloping large industrial sites like former coal plants. Alabama Department of Commerce Secretary Greg Canfield says this is the first project Alabama recruited under new data center incentives. Canfield says those laws were passed in 2012. As well as the overhauled Alabama Jobs Act passed last year. Google says positions available at the data center will range from full-time to contractor roles. They'll include computer technicians, engineers, and various maintenance and security positions. An unusual kind of survey is underway along the Coosa River. APR's Pat Duggins reports the goal is to keep fishermen safe from chemicals like mercury.
And what are you trying to catch today?
We wanted some catfish.
Catfish? Mm-hmm.
Justin Overton is with the group Coosa River Keeper. She's questioning Arthur. The 75-year-old Birmingham man is fishing for catfish out of the Coosa. Alabama has the reputation of having a large population of fishermen who eat what they catch. Overton says the Coosa River Keeper is trying to get hard data with the survey.
So we're asking them, you know, yes, they're catching fish from the Coosa, what kind and how often? And if they're eating them, and then how often they're eating them.
The concern is over mercury in fish, which is a neurotoxin, and PCBs, which are linked to cancer. Pat Duggins, APR News, along the Coosa River near the town of Vincent.
Alabama Governor Robert Bentley put the Yellowhammer State in the national spotlight yesterday. The governor ordered the removal of four Confederate flags from the Capitol grounds. Bentley knows the Confederate flag is part of the state's history, but he says it's offensive to people in Alabama, and the symbol is often associated with hate.
Unfortunately, it's like the swastika. Some people have adopted that as part of their hate-filled groups. And that's a shame, but that doesn't mean that we don't count all of this as historical, and we need to look at it that way.
Bentley's order and other calls for removal of flags and other Confederate symbols across the South come in the wake of the shooting deaths of nine people at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina. And state health officials say food poisoning is the most likely culprit after 86 children became ill at a Montgomery daycare. Now your forecast.
Good Thursday morning to you. Will be a hot day this afternoon. We'll top out in the middle 90s. Look for the chance for a few spotty showers and thunderstorms. Not everybody will see the rain today. Now, Friday and Saturday, good chance for rain and thunderstorms occasionally. Temperatures top out in the upper 80s, lows in the 70s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.